This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. State Representative Debbie Armstrong has decided not to run for re-election. The Albuquerque Democrat made the announcement yesterday, saying she wants to focus on her family and other projects. Armstrong has served four terms in the House of Representatives and is the chair of the Chamber's Health and Human Services Committee. She played a role in expanding health care and prescription drug coverage during her tenure. Armstrong pointed specifically to the passage of legislation to legalize cannabis for recreational use and a law that provides a legal pathway for terminally ill patients to choose when and how they die. Armstrong was first elected in 2014 to represent a district that includes parts of central Albuquerque and the North Valley. A former head of the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department has been sentenced to 5 years of probation for embezzlement involving her accounting firm. A state judge last week sentenced former Secretary Demesia Padilla on conviction of embezzlement and computer access with intent to defraud or embezzle. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Padilla faced up to 18 years in prison, but that Judge Cindy Mercer suspended all prison time. Along with the probation term, Padilla must complete 200 hours of community service and pay over $25,000 in restitution to a Bernalillo family, which owned a grading company that used Padilla's accounting firm. She was an appointee of then-Governor Susana Martinez and resigned her cabinet post in December of 2016 after investigators with the Attorney General's office searched the agency for tax documents connected with Padilla and her husband. She was charged about 18 months later. Many of the original charges were dismissed as being too vague. This is KUNM.